Get up.
Get up off your seat. I can't hear you.
I can't.
Get up and dance.
I don't want to dance. What a weird intro that you just did.
Get up and salute me. Stand up.
What are you talking about? Why would I do that?
Get up and salute me.
You're insane.
Sorry, I saw the joke 8 times this weekend.
I can't hear you. I can't hear you. Get up.
Get up. I can't hear you. Musicians say that all the time.
I can't hear you?
Yeah, they're like, I can't hear you. I guess it's more like warm-up people.
Yeah, I think so.
No, musicians say that.
They do, in between songs.
Make some noise.
I can't hear. What a weird little tease. Yeah.
You guys suck.
I can't hear you.
You're not applauding for me loud enough. Louder still.
It is, and you sort of, when somebody says, like, give it up, you, like, really don't go 100% because you know that they're going to ask for more.
Yeah.
It's a weird little social contract that we have.
I can't hear you, and then that's fine. Okay, right. That's good.
Yeah.
And when you get it, are you happy, or are you like, I shouldn't have had to ask for it?
And sometimes you see it where the people, like, are like, it's a half-hearted woo because they didn't want to do it in the first place.
Yeah.
And then the I can't hear you is just too much, and it gets a little lower.
That's on you.
And then the pump up guy has to just pretend like it worked.
Yeah.
Because they can't be like, no, like, all right, well, that was worse. Yeah. Come on.
Or guys, they've already animated the applause-o-meter that's like going off the hook, even though it's getting quieter in there. It's like, whoa, we're breaking the decibels.
Yeah, I used to go to like Yankees games, and the applause-o-meter would always break. It would like, you know, they could, no matter what, it broke, it was big. And then I went to a Steelers game, and this applause-o-meter, no matter what, you couldn't get it past 8.
That's what it should be doing.
But, like, no, it should, like, you should feel like you succeeded in cheering for the team.
But once it explodes, everyone sort of dies down. Like, we've done our job.
Yeah, but
and
I mean, they
if it's
still
always at 8. You're like, let's fucking keep pushing.
Well, but it still, like, went away. It's, like, still changed screens. Like, you're not going to, no one would leave the applause-o-meter up for the entire game. Unless. I've never been to a rugby match.
What if it's oops all applause-o-meter Monday night football?
They don't even play.
And then instead of terrible towels, it's just like these mechanical poles on a stick where it's like, or mechanical towels on a stick. So it's like you're sitting down with your arms folded, but the towel is sort of going.
So it's like a sprinkler of a towel in a way. And you're yelling or not? Because it's oops all applause-o-meter. But then you're not even waving the towel and you're sitting.
We don't even need people there. We're probably pumping audio. Towels on a
you
fucking
need people
dowel.
There.
Dowd? What is it called?
Dowel.
Towel on a dowel. A terrible dowel.
A terrible. Oh, well, you need
fake
people there.
Noise. Listen. And then everyone sponsors a robot to sit there.
Okay,
and make
so you
some
do.
Noise.
You're trying to make cash.
Oh my God. Yeah. If my ideas are profitable, I'd like to be rewarded for them. I'm not trying to make
like,
cash.
Sponsoring a robot. Like, people want the people, they want the people in the stands because they pay for the tickets. Then when you're there, you buy food, you buy merch. Like,
but would the athletes care?
Yeah.
Is that still a home field advantage if it's fake noise, robots, and a towel dowel?
You've made such a worse sport than football, which is hard to do, by the way. Football's
because,
like a pretty bad sport.
Yeah, it's bad for you with the concussions.
And the racist team owners.
Yeah.
But like now you found a way to make it bad for the fans.
Yeah, I was going to say the owners should be even more racist, but that doesn't
so you
help
just want to ruin football. You're hell-bent on ruining football.
Is
That's
no helmets a crazy policy, or is it like a fallacy?
It's a fallacy. It's not a policy.
Because it would just... Or actually, what about QB gets to wear a helmet.
Okay.
And one defender. Everyone else is exposed to the elements.
So that's awful. You have someone with a helmet.
And they can do
tackling.
Helmet to helmet, yeah.
Right, so you have someone with a helmet headbutting someone without a helmet.
Of sorts, yeah. Or like being a human dart, a rocket of sorts.
And there's not even really anybody to witness this because everyone in the stands
Robots
is a robot
towel,
with
towel.
A towel.
On
Why
a
do
dowel.
They need a towel?
To for
On
atmosphere.
A dowel.
Like, to see that is such
so
a cool
much
sight.
More expensive to fill a 100,000-seat arena with robots, right? Like, that will bankrupt.
Depends on the robot. I'm thinking more along the lines of an animatronic scarecrow.
I see. I mean, still complicated, still hard.
With AI.
So that's
capabilities.
Really, that's really, really impossible.
So they're still like having conversations with each other.
Okay. So yeah, like you're talking, I guess, like once it's a small world early, after all.
Yeah.
Style robots.
No, I want them to be able to create their own conversations, not like say pre-programmed.
You want to crack AI and then do it 100,000 times?
Yeah, so the robots are having like mundane conversations with each other because they're just programmed to converse. We don't know which way it's going
to
go.
If you can program them to also have jobs and make money and spend money at the stadium, then
it works. They all go to the factory.
Then it works.
They don't have to sleep.
Oh, that's interesting. So there's already robots that have taken over the factory jobs. You want to make it so they take over the actual, like the whole world.
Yeah, the recreation.
You want them to get paid. You want them to spend their cash. You just want to do away with people.
Except for
which I guess is maybe the first interesting thing that you said. One king who has two football players and a helmet. Your fantasy is a fallacy.
This is my fantasy football. Call me old fashioned, but I think the crowd should be robots.
That's new fashioned, of course.
All right, what is this? This is If I Were You, an advice podcast after all. It's not just like ways to tinker with sports to make them a little bit
worse.
More palatable.
So much worse.
It's actually us giving advice, dispensing
wisdom. Because we're smart, as evidenced by our idea for football.
Exactly, Rice. So these are questions from real people. This first guy is a gosh darn patron, so he might even be watching this show.
He'll actually see it.
He's from the UK. We'll call him Hugh Grant.
Very nice.
Or Hugh K for short. Longtime listener and happy Patreon partaker.
Good man.
Ta-da. You recently answered a question about a weird habit of another listener, sniffing their own ball sweat, and it made me think about something weird that I've been slowly falling into for the past few weeks. I'm a straight adult man from the UK, and don't judge me, but there's ways of finding people online that want to watch or see other people jerk off through Kick or Skype anonymously. And after a while, I found this to be a turn on after a while. So the first it was weird. After a while.
I hated it the first 25 times, and now I think it's kind of interesting.
It's an acquired taste or some shit. I can't turn away. After a while, I found this to be a turn on, so I've partaken. 12 months later, I have a huge archive of things I've sent over time, dedicated phone for this business, and more recently, I found myself enjoying watching through this archive and getting off on footage of images as well as sending them around. Does he mean footage of him?
I think so.
Okay. Question is, am I turning gay or bi? I never ask or get anything bad, so my archive is all of just me. There you go.
Okay.
Is this bizarre behavior in general? Why is this something I find so appealing? I'm pretty sure I'm not gay or bi. Hope you guys can clear up my head a bit. Thanks.
I have no idea. Like,
this guy's J-O to videos of him J-O.
All I'll say is that this is unrelated to the guy that smelled his own ball sweat. That was like sort of a tick.
A leaping off point.
This is a sexual behavior that you're into.
I understand watching others jerk off, but why watch yourself? Imagine a video of you jerking off. I've never had that angle of you.
I've made a sex tape of myself before.
But are you J-O in it?
I guess I like... No, maybe for a second.
This is like sometimes people take videos of me playing basketball. I'm like, oh, I didn't realize I look like that when I shoot.
Yeah, I think anytime you see a video of like the way you move, it's kind of interesting.
Yeah, so why don't you do me a favor and take a little not so candid video of you J-O and say, like, I want you to review the tape, kind of like a quarterback.
I could imagine because it's sort of like interesting to see like a different angle. Like,
yeah.
If you never really see like the underside of your penis as you're jerking off. Like,
yeah.
You know what that looks like from seeing other people do it.
That's right. But you've always been this far away from your dick.
And I don't like look at my penis when I jerk off.
That's true too. Yes. So if you see it from not only at all, but any new angle, it's a completely new situation for him.
I can imagine it being hot. I don't know if it's like, it's weird that people like will do something that they think is hot. And then they're like, I'm worried that it makes me bi or get like, it's fine. Whatever you're doing, it like turns you on.
It doesn't inherently make you bi or gay.
And if it did, that's also fine. But you don't have to, like, stress out in trying to label it,
yeah.
You know?
Actually, look, we should create a game show called Bi or Gay. And then it's like people tell us shit about themselves. And then we declare you bi or sell.
I feel like we would definitely be really good authorities on that subject.
I'll be the judge of that.
As two straight guys.
I'll say
we'll
you're
say
bi.
If it's bi.
You are bi.
I'm a straight guy and I know what's bi.
Some sort of weird dystopian future.
It's either gay or bi. They tell
obviously.
Us what it is, and then we reveal it in a grand reveal, like a gender reveal, kind of.
So they pop a balloon, and if it's green dust that comes out, he's gay.
And if,
and if it's teal,
that's so
he's
close.
Yeah, much like being gay and bi are close, so too are the shades of dust that come out of the balloon.
I wonder, like, does any... I don't know. Does any, like, way that you pleasure yourself make you gay or bi? Like, isn't it mostly, like, an attraction to another human?
Right. Do gay people and bi people and straight people generally jerk off in the same way?
Right.
I would think so.
Yeah, so...
It's just what is turning you on that's different.
I guess whatever... But, like, it's all just you touching yourself. So that's not... Gay, bi, or straight behavior.
That's correct.
Excuse me, I should answer this.
Right now.
Hey, how's it going?
Who is
I'm
it?
Interested in buying.
It's a
telemarketer.
Fucking, so you don't have to talk to them.
Tell me more about these knives.
It's a knife marketer?
How sharp are they?
This is crazy in the middle of the episode.
Hold on, I'm getting another call.
Another call.
Hello? Refinance?
No.
Interesting. I could get a lower rate?
Pun intended.
1 second. Yeah. Sorry, I'm on a call.
Jesus Christ, you're popular.
No way.
It should be busy.
Someone has my social security number.
Of course.
Okay.
You answer every telemarketer, and I assume you give them your fucking social security.
I can't believe it.
You want to know something funny about getting your identity stolen?
Yeah.
Is that everyone's like, you can't give your fucking social out. Like, that's how they steal your shit. And then when you get your identity stolen, the first thing you have to do is like call the creditor and they're like, all right, what's your social security number? You're like, I'm not falling for this again. They're like, well, we can't help you.
The social, like, you had your identity stolen, right?
Yeah. Somebody like started a credit card in my name or whatever.
It's so bizarre too, because like your social security number is like, it can't be changed. It's like such an important number.
It's assigned to you.
You have to give it away a lot.
Yeah.
Like, If it's this really important number that you're not supposed to give anybody, but then you like go to a walk-in clinic or something, or like you're buying a toothbrush online, something, I don't know.
But also, like, what can you really do if I have your social? Like, what access do I truly have? Is it a password, or is it just the equivalent of knowing your name?
It's really insane. Like, when I go to a weird doctor, like a podiatrist or something, like,
that's
I'm
so
never going to go
weird.
Back, and they're like, write down your social security number on this piece of paper. Like, how? I'm supposed to keep this secret. I don't even know who you are, and you're just going to – how do you keep your files? We don't
Quack.
Know any of this.
So you just put in a fake soch. Why do they have to know your real soch?
I feel like we talked about this on our other podcast, but I've taken to filling out paperwork in the sloppiest fashion.
Because nobody looks
no
at
one,
it.
No, it doesn't matter. Like, if it's not digitized, I just don't trust your system.
Yeah, if they're
at
not
all.
Like actively checking it right now online.
Yeah, so it's like, all right, fill out these 6 pages. It's 5 different times where you have to write your name and address. I'm like, all right, I'm just going to scribble it. And if someone can't read it, that's fine, because you probably aren't going to have to send me mail. And if you do, I don't think I want it.
Do you remember being a kid and just like, I'm going to try to put a fake credit card number here. Like, what if it fucking works? Like,
oh, yeah,
what
I do
if I accidentally
it.
Get away with it? So
did
a funny
it
short would be like if that worked for someone, be like 5683591112, and it's like, granted, huh?
Whoa!
Everything I try, for some reason,
hello,
always
Mr.
fucking
Lennox.
Nails it. Or like you add one number to the top or bottom, like your credit card neighbor.
Oh yeah.
Have you texted your phone number neighbor?
No, not interested.
I did mine.
Yeah, I know. I saw that.
He
you guys are getting coffee that next week, right? You're flying him out from Oklahoma.
He got the cell phone where I'm from, but then he moved to OKC, mm-hmm. And now we're getting tea.
High tea.
Okay, so am I turning gay? No. Is this bizarre behavior? It's unusual for sure. Most people don't do it.
Yeah.
So it is bizarre without the negative connotation. Why is this something I find so appealing?
It's a mystery, but go with it, man.
You'll never know why something sexually attracts you.
Yeah, it is. It's so weird because, like, it's fine, but then also, like, when you're doing it, you're like, I don't want to be caught. I wouldn't want someone to know this about me.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't want that someone to know anything about, like, my masturbatory behavior, no matter how normal it is.
Would you rather someone leak your masturbatory behavior or your social security number?
Social security number.
That's why you...
My social is fucking normal. It's
under
average.
Social, you don't put anything, but you say, like, I sit Indian style and jerk off onto my stomach. That way it's like a little... They still have some shit on you, but it's not your soj.
I go into downward facing dog and I try to hit my feet.
I'll fuck a fleshlight in between a couch cushion.
Jesus.
Simply put. And my social security number, go fuck yourself if you ever think you're going to get that. All right, next question.
Mm-hmm.
So this guy is from America, so we'll call him Henry Grant.
Nice.
Hugh's American brother.
Hank Grant.
He looks like Hugh, but since he's not British, he's kind of just ugly and weird.
Not
hey, I'm Henry that. Grant. I'm Hugh's twin, and I was raised in St. Louis.
Why? We were born 10 hours apart, and my mom flew to St. Louis. Has that ever happened? Oh, could you?
He was raised in St. Louis, so he doesn't have an accent.
But what if you had a baby in upstate New York, or had twins. Uh-huh. One baby born in America, the other one born in Canada.
So you'd get one baby Bjorn in America for that baby.
Yeah.
And then another baby Bjorn in Canada.
Nice.
How random would that be?
It's kind of interesting, you know?
How fandom would that be if I wrote like a script about it?
That would be annoying because it's my fucking premise.
Are there any twins in like the Marvel DC superhero universe where it's like... Because that would be a good, like, thing to have, right? There's, like, a backup version.
I think there's a twin thing. There's brother and sisters in the... I don't know if they're twins or if they're just really close in age, but in, like, the Avengers movies.
They're Irish twins.
They're Russian twins.
They're Russian nesting twins. All right. Hank writes, I like all the things you're doing. As usual, I have a question about relationships, but a whole new kind of problem, I think.
Okay.
In college, probably 4 years ago, I had a crush on a guy. Is this from a lady or a dude? Anyway, I had a crush on a guy, and I'm pretty sure he liked me too. For example, one time, while downtown, we met up, and all of his friends added me on Facebook. Looking back, I think they were trying to wingman for him. Unfortunately, I never pursued anything with him, mostly because he has the same name as my dad. Stupid, I know. Maybe 2 years after graduating, I sent him a message around New Year's. He didn't respond for several months, and when he did, we had a really great conversation. At the time, he applied for a job in Chicago where I was living and working. The last message I sent to him was asking him how the job turned out, and he never replied. This was over a year ago. I still really like him, and despite being 3 hours apart, I think we would be good together. I'm looking for a male perspective on this, so I guess it's a lady.
I got it. Okay.
Should I still send him a message in the hopes of starting relationships? If so, what should I say? Is it clear that he's not into me? Thanks so much for your insight. Love, Henrietta.
Yes.
He never responded to her last message.
Does it seem clear to you that his friends were just trying to hook up with her?
That they all added,
added her on Facebook?
Except for him.
Yeah, I don't think that they are wingmanning by adding you on Facebook after hanging out with you one night.
It's a weird move regardless. But if it's all the friends except for him?
Well, they're bizarre. Already friends on Facebook.
Oh.
Maybe it was a time when people were just adding everyone on Facebook.
Because this was 4 years ago.
Yeah.
Get over it. Is my advice.
It seems like you're chasing... I don't think that he likes you or not like you, but like...
He's 3 hours away. He clearly doesn't give a shit either way.
Right.
And it's like eating you from the inside out.
It's definitely not worth it to stress about.
Yeah.
If you want to try to hook up with him, you can message him, but just like have zero expectation. I think it's one thing to be like, I haven't seen this guy in a long time. I think he's cute. I think we might have chemistry and I want to like try to hook up with him or get him to come to the visit, whatever. Like, yeah, that's cool. Go ahead, do it. But when you're like, I think we'd be good together. I don't want to start a relationship with him. You guys haven't had that much time together.
Yeah. You hung out once. He lives 3 hours away and he didn't respond to your last message a year ago.
Yeah.
Find someone else.
No, I like this move. I like to try to see things through.
There's nothing to see.
Well, you might want to fuck him once. I think it's fun. I think that's cool. But I don't
respond.
Think that it's, yeah. So that's why I think it's worth firing off a message. Low stakes.
Low
but you're
stakes.
Raising this. She's raising the stakes on herself by being like, I see a future with this guy. Because then that means when a lot is going into this message. And if he doesn't respond, it's devastating. But if you don't give a fuck, if you're like, I could fuck this guy, it might be fun. It'd be cool to have sex with this random dude because we didn't get to 5 years ago.
And I'm friends with all of his friends on Facebook.
Yeah. Then like fire it off, see if you can get him to come to Chicago or if he lives in Chicago. And if you guys, or well, I guess she knows where he lives. It's three hours away. But see if you guys can like hook up. That could be fun. But you are falling in love with him for seemingly no reason other than like this missed connection 5 years ago that's like weighed on you heavier and heavier.
It's turning into a thing.
Yeah. Don't let it turn into a thing. Make it a fling.
That's cool.
Yeah.
And I say cut him off cold turkey because you're thinking about it for whatever reason a year later. She sends off another message that just replenishes her for another year.
Well, or the other message, if it goes ignored, it's like closing the chapter. It's over.
All right. Let us know. Last question.
Okay.
I'm a senior in high school, as is my loving girlfriend of 10 months, and we have great sex. That's right. And she gives good enough head.
Oh, God.
Frankly, that I fell in love with the bish. I fancy myself an artist. I do pen drawings that I'm not half bad. Some nights, when the bone's moaning and your boy's horned up, I'll draw a little porno to relieve my pent-up seed. Recently, I drew a girl giving an intense blowjob that I was proud of, and I thought, maybe my girlfriend will find it cool. We're both fucking weird and have a sense of humor about this shit.
I love this
email. Instead, she proceeded to have a breakdown about how I don't find her attractive and I don't love her anymore. Apparently, she thinks I have fantasies about other girls, that my ideal girl isn't her. I tried to explain myself, but she's still pretty broken up about this shit. Am I in the wrong for drawing sex fantasies of other girls? I just think about it as porn, and I don't think of it as, quote, emotional cheating. Help me out, boys. I'm in the doghouse here.
It's funny to be 18 years old in the doghouse.
I'm sleeping on the couch. My parents' couch, but still. Should she? Maybe he shouldn't have shown the porn. Or is it fine?
Yeah. Because
it's a good sketch.
It's just like a really unique kind of porn, so it seems kind of innocuous to show, but like you would never show your girlfriend like your red tube history.
No.
Like I got off to this video.
But that's not a talent. Look how depraved this shit is, babe. It's so fucked up. Like, can you believe I got off to that?
You don't know how deep in the archive I have to go to find this video.
This is barely porn and I was nutting.
This is a cum fiesta from 2002.
You realize how grainy that shit is? It's a 240 by 120 real audio file. I had to download a fucking plugin.
And the MILF Hunter's in it. Remember him?
She was 18 at the time. Or he? He was 18 at the time.
The MILF Hunter seemed like he was 40.
At the time.
The MILF Hunter was a grandfather himself.
So he's dead by now.
Absolutely. I mean, yeah, he was borderline dead in the videos.
If there's any justice in this world. But this is a sketch, and it's a good-looking picture. Mm-hmm. I feel like the girl for you is a girl that other people are like, I can't believe you showed that to your girlfriend. And you say, I know, she's fucking weird, and so am I. We have this crazy relationship where I can show her this shit.
Well, you obviously just learned one of the limits in your relationship, and it's you won't share the porn that you draw with her anymore. But it seems like this breakdown is indicative of a bigger problem. Like, I can't imagine that she saw this picture and she lost it and like went from like 100% happiness to 0% happiness based on your pen drawing.
Yeah, there had to have been something else.
Yeah, and maybe it had to do with the, like you specifically said, she's good enough at giving head.
That's right.
So like it might be the way that you guys, that you've made her feel through lots, of, like you're slowly chipping away.
This was the straw that broke
at her
the
ego,
back.
Yeah. And then finally you show her this and it's like the last straw.
Yeah, she doesn't think he loves me entirely and respects me. Oh, here's a sketch. He must fantasize about other chicks and I'm mad.
Yeah. So you've got to have a sturdier foundation.
This must have just reassured her biggest fear was that you like other looking ladies.
Exactly. Exactly, Rice.
The damage is done, maybe? Or can you go back and be like, fine, I won't show you the porn anymore. No, that can't reassure her.
It's one of those things where I don't think you have to apologize for the thing because, like, you're right. It is kind of innocuous to be like, I drew oral sex. Do you like it? And then she cried. You have to apologize for the root of the problem, which is easier to apologize for. That, like, you say, I'm sorry that I've made you feel like I don't think that you're beautiful.
Oh, how about this? Like and that's I'm not sorry just... on a card, and it's a card of him eating her out, and it's like a really nice photorealistic right. image.
You have to do obviously your pen drawings aren't good enough because that should be your girlfriend. Like
that
she should
is
know
you,
that,
babe.
Yeah, I suck as an artist. No,
his dick is photoreal, and it's clearly Natalie Portman down there. Yeah, draw her as her in an apology card. That way, it's like, no, I draw everything from my dream woman to random lady X that I got off to on Pornhub for accidental reasons.
God, you're don't listen to Amir's advice. I'm begging you.
All right, three questions, no ads. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. We'll always, always be back next week. Ciao, everybody.